Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started. It's season three of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today's obstacle is feeling confident in your swimsuit.
Well, if this sounds familiar to our listeners, we acknowledge that because back in season two, we did do a swimsuit makeover episode, which was super fun. But you know what? In hindsight, Tamara, I don't think we really captured the spirit of what you and I were challenged by. And that was actually feeling good in a swimming suit.
Exactly. That's the whole point. It kind of doesn't even matter what you wear, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, really?
Yeah. It's true. It's how you feel.
It's how you feel inside. And that's why we want to talk about this today. And, you know, it's not just the summer. So this can be a year-round episode for our listeners. I mean, I know myself, I live in California and I travel all the time and I have two young kids. We're always in hotels, you know, hot tubs, swimming pools. I'm always in a freaking swimming suit and I don't want to miss out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to miss out on the fun.
Me too. I have a trip planned for Vegas, baby. And I don't want to be worried, you know, I don't want to be dreading it. I want to be excited about going out there and having lots of fun.
Well, I'm right there with you, girlfriend. So this has been a priority for mine during my weight loss journey, you know, just really working on how I feel in a swimming suit, because I feel like that might unleash so much more opportunity for me. And it's been a priority. And so I'm going to share some of my tips with you. And then we're going to also share some of our struggles, right?
Yes. In fact, we're going to go over 8 ways to feel more confident in your swimsuit. But Stephanie, let's take a quick break before we get to it.
Perfect. Well, I may have to take off my sunglasses for this one. I can't wear those for the whole episode. They're not prescription. But Tamara and our listeners, I want to show everybody the cover of the new Dirty Lazy Keto 5 Ingredient Cookbook. Because one of the obstacles I feel like people have during their weight loss journey is that they figure, what do I eat? And I don't have time and it's complicated, you know, make it simple. So this has been a real opportunity for me to share some of the recipes that helped me to lose weight and keep my weight off, but that are super, uber, duper simple. So 5 ingredients or less. This is the hot off the press new cookbook. So pick up a copy today through Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it through your local bookstore and it's called the 5 Ingredient Cookbook. So check it out.
How exciting. That's the first time I've seen the actual book. Woohoo! So close.
Exciting.
I know. Okay. So let's go through our 8 strategies to feel more confident in a swimsuit.
I like it. What's number 1, Tamara?
Number 1 is you got to get your head straight. And that Woo! Is, I know, eliminate the bikini ready body thinking from your head.
Now, what does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, it's those stupid media images of women in bikini ready or having a bikini body or beach body means thin, tiny, perfect. And I don't know why I allow myself to think that that's the standard. It's a stupid standard. Nobody meets that standard. So that's what comes to my head. What about you?
Well, you know what, Tamara, it's interesting because at one point in my life, I decided that this might be as good as it gets. Okay. So I don't know how much longer I have on this planet, but I decided I'm going to embrace the bikini. And now this is a brand new one I just got and I love it. It's so cute with the stripes and it just makes me feel happy. And this could be as good as it gets. My body could totally change. I could get sick. I'm going to get older. You know, my tone changes, my skin changes, everything changes. So for me, I'm just going to embrace that bikini no matter what. And tell myself this could be, you know, this could be it. This could be the best my body is ever going to look. Truthfully, it could be. This could be it.
And I don't want to get myself into crash dieting, which is what I do when I find myself wanting that, like, quote unquote, perfect body. And then I'll be like, you know, crash dieting, which isn't healthy. So yeah. So I have to, I have to keep reminding myself I'm okay. No, I'm great. I'm beautiful just as I am.
You are.
And yeah. And what, one other thing that helps me too, is to find people in the media who look more like me and who have more realistic and like everyday bodies. And you know what? Now there's a lot of those people online. So I'll start looking at those pictures to kind of get up the courage and to say, look, this is what real people look like, not those, you know, swimsuit models.
Not those people we hate and we will not be friends with. Thank you very much.
Right. Exactly.
No, but I like that attitude. I mean, the whole like bikini ready countdown, the beach body, you know, workouts or whatever. It's like, for me, I have to look at this as a year round way of life. It's not something I do, you know, a month before a vacation or, you know, days before summer starts. It has to be like a, you know, a lifestyle.
Exactly. Okay. Number two is to find the right swimsuit.
You got to find the right swimsuit.
Yeah.
Because if you don't feel like this is the right swimsuit for you, it's hard to feel good about yourself, right?
Exactly. And I think people think the right swimsuit is the one they see that's the on trend and that everyone's wearing, or that might look really great on someone else. Yeah, it has to be the right swimsuit for you.
For you. I don't care if it's out of style or old or, you know, what, old lady or young lady. You just got to find your suit, right?
Yeah. And whatever makes you feel comfortable and you feel that looks good on you. Like, I'm Stephanie, I am not a bikini wearer. I actually never was. I always wore a one piece. That's just what I feel comfortable in. So why would I just try to force myself into one? Yeah. And like, no, I don't. So when I go, I just pass up the bikinis. I go right to the one pieces because that's more me. Also too, I think part of this is to accentuate what you love about your body. Like, what do you find beautiful about yourself? For me, I'm more comfortable with my upper half. So I like to accentuate, you know, like have blingy or frilly things or lots of bright colors up top. So your eye goes up top. And then, cause I'm not as comfortable with my thighs. So I'll wear like a darker color, you know, maybe like a little, you know, bottom and then a little tankini that's bright and cute. So that's what I do.
That's a great strategy. Cause then you're like already feeling good about yourself when you put on a suit. And I love your strategy too, about just going right to the type of suit in the store that matches your, you know, confidence level. Cause that makes sense. Why would you try to force yourself into something you're not? So I have a couple of things to build on that too, Tamara. First of all, I go to the bathroom a lot. So I know that's embarrassing, but I drink a lot of water. So for me, wearing a two-piece makes more sense. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous, but for me to go to the bathroom when my suit is wet is a disaster. So that's one of the reasons why I wear a bikini, not because I look good in it. I'm just being real. The other issue I have, okay, here's my favorite bikini in the whole wide world. And it's in hot pink, by the way, which is my favorite color. Has to be. But here's my other issue. Since I lost weight, Tamara, my whole body is in this weird shape, right? Like I have, deflated tops. Okay. Just to be real, deflated tops that used to be like size. I don't even know my old bra size. I have to look it up, but it was crazy big, right? Cause I weighed about 300 pounds. And now that I am, you know, like 158, my boobs are still the same shape in the skin, but completely deflated. So they're way down by my belly button. Okay. I'm just telling you like it is. So I need to buy an underwire. So that's the behind the story there. I need to have the underwire and I need the bra strap and the thick like side straps to be able to hold up all the loose skin. Cause I've not had surgery. I love my loose skin. It's my favorite part of my body. So I love this suit so much, Tamara. And I buy the separate pieces because my top half is so different in size from my bottom half. And I usually buy these at Target. That way I can get like a 34 triple D on top and then get like a small on the bottom. And that way it still fits my weird shaped body.
Yeah. A lot of stores do that now with the different sizes.
Yeah.
And the one, you know, the hot pink one you showed us has a lot of structure to it.
Isn't
which
it
I love.
So cute. And it has super like, big pads. Look at the big pads to hold up my situation.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not feel comfortable in that? That thing's got you locked in.
It's adorable. And I have two of them. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So and it has a cute
because I found it at a thrift store and I was like, oh, I'm so excited. Wow. Yeah.
And it has also has a really cute tassel in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the straps on the side are like real strappy. There's
it's
three.
It's like a triple strap.
Yeah.
My business is not
that?
Going anywhere. Because otherwise I will flop out. Like, it's just a super skin nightmare. So it has to be like strapped in.
So it's both feeling comfortable with highlighting like something you feel this beautiful, but also, you know, giving you the comfort where you're not going to fly out of it or
not going to fly out while going down the water slide. Hey, this is serious.
It is. Serious. And you don't want it riding up and giving you a wedgie all day. That's another one. Unless you're going for the thong thing, but you know,
I'm more talking about, you know,
yeah,
being able to go down the water slide. Yeah. And in case anyone else is suffering from, you know, similar issues mm-hmm. as me, I have found that having the tea back, and I'm going to show this on the screen here
for
our people on YouTube. This is also a Target swimsuit. But having the tee back as opposed to just those traditional bra straps, mm-hmm. it does help to keep the weight up of the top half. For me, anyway. It's been really helpful. And that way it doesn't dig into your arms as much.
Yeah.
Or and around the neck, which also hurts.
And that one had a little kind of a lacy tee back. So it was really cute.
Okay. Also on clearance. Little... Check that out.
Yeah, that is so cute. I think also wider straps make me feel more comfortable just because that's another trick to keeping them, you know, keeping the girls up.
Yeah, keeping things
wider,
like more secure.
Yeah, or a tee back. Those are all great ideas. Yeah, and I would say just go look for those things. Another hint I would give, and I think we said this last time, is don't be afraid to try stuff on. You might look at it and go, oh no, that's not me. Try it on. You never know. And be willing to try on, like, you know, a bunch of them.
Because it's not
going to be right the first or second time usually.
It might take like 800 times. And that is our third tip, is that practice makes perfect.
Yes.
Keep trying stuff on, right? Because I can't necessarily get locked into one kind of miracle suit. I've seen stores offer that kind of expensive, like $150 miracle suit. It sucks you in and shapes you. And like, for me, I would rather not spend so much money on a suit and maybe buy more suits that are inexpensive. And that way I can find one that actually fits my changing body. Well, it's funny, Tamara, because that leads us to our next tip. Number three is that practice makes perfect. You can't just depend on one suit, right?
No. And not only do you need to keep trying on multiple ones, I think you need to practice wearing it, just feeling comfortable in it, right?
Definitely. I mean, I know for me, I shy away from buying like one expensive suit that's going to be like that miracle suit that you see at the department store for like $150. And it's supposed to like suck you in and push you up and make you all fabulous. Like, I just avoid those and buy like a ton of inexpensive suits. Because as my body changes with age and hormones and, you know, my tone, depending on my weight, I feel like my suits fit me differently at different times. So I'd rather have more suits to try on than just one.
Yes, I agree. And I also feel, for me, practicing being in my swimsuit, like, you know, if I get a brand new swimsuit, maybe I'll just lay out in the backyard for a while and do a little suntanning just to get a feel for, you know, how it feels to be on and move around in it and just the way I look in it. And that way I'm already a little bit more comfortable before I just step out on the beach.
That's a great idea. It's like you can practice in your own house and get more comfortable with yourself and the way things, and then you might adjust things too as it goes on, right? Because it's not like things always fit just the right way the first time.
Exactly.
I order a lot of swimming suits online, Tamara, which is always kind of a crapshoot, right? Like, I wanted to share one with you. I got this on Amazon and it's so cute, right? It's like a little halter top.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to look so good in this. No, I did not. It came and it did not have an underwire. And so my whole situation was flopping down and things were poking out. It was bad. It was really bad. So thank God I practiced at home, right? And I also had more options than just that one.
Yeah, that's a great, great idea. And it's just like anything new, it just, you need to get used to it and feel comfortable, especially if you haven't worn a suit like me all winter. So it'll be the first time I'm like going, stepping out. So I just need to get back in the,
get back in the groove of it. Yeah. Try things on and don't be afraid to try more than one suit on. You might think you're going to wear this swimsuit on your trip, but really once you try it on and you figure, I think I'd like this other one better.
Exactly. And that's our fourth one, which is sort of similar, which is to get in the right mind frame, to get in the right mood before we go out. So that's like, you know, these are both pre-going out there things you can do.
Hey, you got to like get your mind right. That's what we're talking about. We want to get our confidence level up so we're feeling good in whatever swimsuit we choose. So how do you get your mood right?
Well, I want to get positive about myself. Like, so, you know, I have a tendency to get, you know, negative thoughts like, oh my God, I'm going to look so fat. I'm going to look, everybody's going to look at me. Oh, blah, blah. You know, so I tell myself, no, get positive, get pumped, you know, think about all the fun things we're going to do, how much fun I'm going to have. And I think my favorite thing to do is to listen to Lizzo. I don't know if you know her, but she's a plus size R&B artist. She's got great music, but she also like rocks her body. Like she owns who she is. And it's like, oh my God, if I really want to get pumped, I just listen to her and I just feel like awesome. Like, okay, she can do it. I can do it.
Gets you all in the right mindset. Right. Because that's really what it's about. Well, I talked earlier about needing options. I think I'm that way with everything in life. But when I pack to go on a trip or I know I'm going to be at a pool, I have found a more success in bringing more swimsuits than I think I need. In fact, that's probably filling up my entire suitcase. I mean, literally, I'll go on a trip and bring like 20 suits. And I know that's embarrassing, but whatever. So, and the reason why is I never know how I'm going to feel, right? Because you're talking about getting your mind right. Like, what if I want to feel kind of sexy and I'm going out and it's like a nighttime thing or I'm getting in the hot tub? This is one of my favorite sexy swimsuits. It goes off the shoulder and it kind of reminds me of like a Spanish dancer and has these little lace ups in the front. It is so sexy and cute, but I never know if I'm going to feel up for it. So, you know, it doesn't take up a lot of room. So just bring it, right?
Yeah.
And then what if I'm going to do like water slides or tubing, which I shared before, or something more active like water aerobics, then I bring my like mom swimsuit. This is my mom one where I don't feel embarrassed, you know, being a little bit more active because it covers more of me up, even though it's super cute. So I bring them all. That's my tip there to get yourself in the mood is be ready for any kind of mood. You don't know what kind of mood you're going to have. So bring everything.
Yeah.
Overpack.
And that way, if you're feeling maybe a little bit more shy, you can put on the mom suit or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. You never know what's going to happen on a trip or when you're getting in the pool. So bring everything.
Exactly. And I would also say, you know, don't try to buy styles that aren't you. Like I'll fall into this a lot, you know, like, oh, I've got to have the, you know, whatever new lace thing that's out. And it's like, oh, come on, just do with what I know makes me feel comfortable and good in the water.
Do you?
Right. Okay. Number five is to find the right crowd to rock your swimsuit in.
I like that. You know what I'm thinking about? You know, you mentioned going to Vegas pretty soon for a trip. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was turning 40 and my husband wanted to take me to like a Vegas pool party, which is like something the young people do. They go to a day party and it's like a nightclub, but it's in a pool. Like I felt so weird. I am not that person anymore. So for me going to that kind of a crowd, that's not the right fit.
No,
I'm not going to feel good about myself in a swimsuit, right? With the
Yeah, exactly. And you can
me.
Find, I've noticed too in Vegas, there are some hotels that have like those millennial pool, you know, they have the pool bar and the cabanas and all the rock music. And then there's other ones there. Sometimes they'll have a whole separate, more family pool. Those are the ones that I go to.
Yeah. I can rock that family pool. I'm all about the middle-aged
right
women pool.
Exactly. And I think too, you know, you can always invite your friends over, especially your diverse size friends, and don't invite the, you know, judgy McJudger pants friends, you know, the really tiny ones who, yeah. So keep it with keep it with your real friends, have them over beforehand. I can always invite them over just, you know, seeing them in their suits and us being all supportive of each other. Like that's going to feel really good before having to go out into like public.
I love that. Simple and great idea to feel good about yourself. Well, number six is kind of a practical one, you know, not so much emotional, but more practical. Mm-hmm. And Tamara had the idea that we should invest more in fun accessories and cover-ups.
Yeah. I mean, if you still feel a little self-conscious in your suit, buy a really cool, pretty cover up. There's so many and they're so cute. Me, since I'm a little self-conscious of my thighs, I just find me a really cute, like big scarf or wrap, put it around my waist, and I feel amazing doing that. So that really helps me feel better.
It's those little tricks, right? Like, It's not that you're, you know, body shaming yourself. You're just making yourself feel better about yourself by, You know, drawing attention here or not there. It's as simple as that. And so it's a couple of my little tricks, because I mentioned that I have a menopausal diaper of skin, loose skin around my lower abdomen. That always makes Tamara laugh. I don't know why. But I like to kind of cover it up, especially when I'm just arriving at the pool. And I wear these cute little skirts over my swimming suit. And these are, I don't even know where I got this one, but I wear it constantly. It's swimsuit material. So if I'm feeling not confident, I can actually wear this into the water. Or if I'm starting to feel good and ready to go, then I just take it off and start my little prancing. Prancing, that's what my husband calls it. And then I also wanted to share a couple of swimsuits that have that same style already built in. And this was one I got on Amazon. And it came in plus sizes as well as regular sizes. And at the bottom is not so much a bikini, but almost like a little skirt. And it ties at the side. But it was so simple, right? And it makes me feel just more confident, especially when I first get there.
Yeah,
I brought a bunch
of these
out.
There's some really cute ones now. Like you can go through modly.com if you're very modest, and they have like a zillion wraps, skirts, every length of skirt, pants, anything, like any level of board shorts, it's all good. So there are so many options out there to find what works for you.
I sometimes find the cutest wraps and cover-ups that aren't even supposed to be cover-ups. I don't know if I'm such a rule breaker, but I found this. I think it might have been like a nightgown. I don't know what it is really, but it's just like a lacy see-through kind of top with mesh on the bottom. And I found this at a thrift store for a couple bucks, and it's see-through. So it's still kind of like a swimsuit-y kind of look, but just having that little bit of mesh and lace is distracting to the eye. So I feel like it covers up maybe some of the areas that I'm not as confident about. And then we were talking about just, you know, the whole bikini versus tankini versus one piece. And I found that the brassiere style, this is like a bustier style. This is amazing. If you are a larger person on top like I am and you need more support, and it's cute, you know, it's kind of retro because you're wearing more like a bustier look on the top. So it's not like a string bikini. It's a lot of support and has the super thick straps like Tamara mentioned. And this was also on Amazon.
Yeah, that one's super cute. It kind of looks like lingerie a little bit.
But so thick. I swear when I wear it, it makes me feel like I'm completely covered up.
Yeah, that's super cute.
Who knew?
Yeah, go look for this stuff. It's out there more than ever too. And in all different sizes, like now plus size, there didn't used to be any suits for plus size, seriously, just like a potato sack.
Really?
No.
I used to only shop at Ross or Walmart or Macy's. And I felt like I was so limited, especially being on like a tight budget. And then I ended up buying stuff at discount stores and it was ill-fitting. But now there's so many more options, especially in separates. For me, that's been the key, is to get the separates. That way you get, you know, stuff that actually fits you where it needs to fit you.
Okay. Number 7 is to remember that you are your harshest critics and most people aren't actually looking at you.
Nobody cares. That's my tip for number 7. Absolutely nobody cares. It's like going to the gym. People are so self-concerned and self-absorbed. No one is looking at you.
And I make that my mantra. So when I'm scared and I'm like starting to get negative, I just say, everyone is thinking how they look. They're not looking and evaluating you. They're thinking about how they look.
That's right. I mean, I'm not 19, so that's not like my option when I'm out at the beach. I'm not like one of those people. That ship has sailed. So, and in my age group, like no one's looking at me and I'm good with that.
In fact, it was funny because I just took my daughter and her friend to Santa Cruz and they were at the beach and I said something about, you know, how I look bad in this outfit, and she goes, "You're a mom. Nobody cares,
Mom."
Like, yeah, she's right.
I mean, it's true. You know, sometimes these funny mantras that some people might think are not conventional, you know, we're, Tamara and I, you and I are all about the unconventional advice. And it's true. No one cares. No one's looking at us. You know, enjoy your confidence, put on that swimsuit and just start having fun.
Yeah. And then that's our last one, which is kind of unconventional and something we say a lot, which is fake it till you make it. Because I know I can pump myself up. I can get the right suit and I'm still going to feel self-conscious. It's just a hard for me. So what I tell myself is get out there anyway. That feeling, you're going to feel nervous. It'll go away. Just get out there. Trust that the feelings will fade and you'll feel good. Just go.
Just go. And if the cocktail doesn't work, I have another strategy that falls under the umbrella of fake it till you make it. And mine is called to slowly undress yourself. So you can fake it till you make it with all these different layers. And I brought a few to show. This one I bought at a drugstore and I absolutely love it. It's kind of fitted. And this is one surprising thing I learned in my weight loss journey is that wearing something fitted over a swimming suit, it really makes you look better. I think that when I was a heavier person, I wanted to go ahead and wear these giant blousy things that were hiding me. And I feel like those made me look bigger in hindsight. So no matter what your size, whether you're at your goal weight or in progress or just starting, find wraps and, you know, things that go over you, cover-ups that actually fit where you're at in your body. It will flatter you, I think, a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a few more I have over here. And these aren't expensive. Like Tamara mentioned, scarves and wraps. This is just a simple sarong. You can buy these online in a million different colors and shapes, either short or long. And you just tie them around your waist, right? And just that simple little wrap is going to accentuate your figure and your waist, make you look taller. I love showing the fails. I don't recommend solid cover-ups. Because I thought this was so cute. And then I saw pictures of me on it. It looks absolutely horrible. I think that having like something a little bit more see-through looks more flattering, no matter what shape you are. And then, like I said earlier, as another fail, avoid these giant cover-ups that are just morphing you into, you know, a trash bag shape. Because you're beautiful where you're at right now. So accentuate your figure and, you know, fall in love with it and fake it till you make it. And I want to highlight some of my epic fails when it comes to fake it till you make it. Now, I know this is super cute, right? You might look at it and go, oh my gosh, so adorable. No. It was horrible. I looked at pictures of me wearing this on a boat trip and I look like I'm wearing a towel. It's absolutely horrendous. And I look 10 sizes larger than I should. And here's the thing. I think that if a cover-up is solid like this, where there's no see-throughness, I think that's a problem. So that's just my opinion. I think these don't accentuate shapes as well. And similarly, as we're talking about epic fails, even though this one seems cute, like with all the little holesies and see-throughnessness, it's huge. And so when I put this on, there's no shape to it. And it makes my body, again, look much larger than it should. So if you are looking for like a little wrap to kind of wear as you get comfortable and slowly undress yourself at the beach, choose one that actually fits you. It doesn't matter if you're a larger size person, medium, small, you want to accentuate the shape that you're in and your curves that you have. And that will be the most flattering.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
And the layering part is great because it gives you time to adjust. So you don't just feel like you're walking out naked. You
know, exactly. Like
pretty covered. And then you can take one thing off and then take it.
Well, it's true, right? You got to get your confidence on. So you have your cocktail or your glass of wine. You've got your water skirt that you could potentially wear or not wear. You have your wrap that fits you can just slowly setting things down and taking things off until you get comfortable in yourself. And then you can enjoy yourself in the pool or a beach or wherever you're at.
Exactly. Well, I'm curious what strategies our listeners use to feel confident in their swimsuit. Email us at Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or through Facebook or Instagram @dirtylazyketo. If your comment is read on air during season 3, contact Stephanie to receive a prize. Now, before we get to our final hacks, let's stop and take one quick break.
Well, I want to remind everybody to check out the brand new Dirty Lazy Keto 5 ingredient cookbook. You can guess how many ingredients every recipe has. Can you guess it? Yes, that's correct. It's 5 main ingredients added to every recipe. And so you can imagine that the recipes here are going to be a lot more simple and streamlined than any of the other cookbooks. So if you're looking for something more easy to get started and help you lose weight, this is 100 brand new recipes. Nothing's repeated. And there are 4 cookbooks now in the series and 6 books total for Dirty Lazy Keto. I know, I've been very busy. That's why I never sleep. So I hope that you check it out. I think it's going to be worth your while.
Thank you, Stephanie. So let's wrap up today's episode by sharing our hacks for feeling confident in a swimsuit.
Well, my personal hack is to not think about swimsuit confidence as a one-time thing that only happens when you're putting on the swimsuit. For me, what helped me the most was to think about every day of the week, you know, 365 days of the year. For me, my confidence in a swimsuit was just a reflection of my overall health. So if I was feeling good on a Tuesday in December, I'm going to still feel that great on a Tuesday, you know, in July. So focusing on those, you know, great nutrition and health and, you know, making good habits and exercise and water, all those things, they pay off no matter what time of year it is or no matter what you're wearing.
That's awesome. For me, I know my hack is that to remember you're not alone. I was cracking up because when I was researching this episode, there are just a ton of articles and a ton of people online going, how do I feel more comfortable in my swimsuit? And I'm like, oh, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who feels insecure or you know, is worried about how they're going to look or how they're going to feel at the beach. So I just remind myself that this insecurity is nothing new. Everybody's feeling it. We've got a lot of unrealistic body images all around us. So the fact that I'm not alone, I don't know, it just makes me feel like it's okay to have those feelings and makes them easier to overcome.
I love that, Tamara. That's a great message. I feel like that's the big message of the episode. You just put it there in a nutshell, right?
Right. And I think I like what you said too, because you said, you talked about looking at the bigger picture, you know, your overall health, your overall feeling good just in your everyday life. That's really the bigger, swimsuit is just one teeny little thing in the, you know, in life. And are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on YouTube, give it a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to the Dirty Lazy Keto channel.
Well, we love hearing your comments and reviews. And especially if you are on YouTube, if you like the episode, make a comment. I love reading these. I often read them out loud to my family. I think they're amazing. And we love getting your feedback. This one in particular was left by Kelly. And Kelly left this public comment on our episode about myth or fact overcoming the 10 most common weight loss excuses. And this is what Kelly S. wrote. She wrote, I love your podcast. Well, thank you, Kelly. She said, this episode hit especially hard today. Excuses are always there and we just have to choose to do better.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.